Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance Director Todd Barry says that if the state was a business, he'd start to get a little nervous. He says both the governor and assembly Republicans rely on some of the same bad budgeting practices that have become the norm in Wisconsin over the past 14 or so years.
The tools are always the same. Do you do some kind of accounting trick to push off some expenditure? Do you look for some fund you can raid to balance money? Do you, in another account, do you find some way to borrow money that you can use to balance the general fund budget?
All those tactics are used in one form or another in these budgets. The governor would borrow more to make up for money he's taking out of the road fund to pay other state bills. The state assembly would deplete almost any state reserves and leave the state with a checkbook balance of just $30 million. And Republicans would also use an accounting trick that originates with former Governor Tommy Thompson. It would push off school expenses from one year into the next year, so the budget stays technically balanced. But Barry says that only puts off tough decisions.
They're opening a can of worms that hasn't been opened in a long time, and it's a can of worms that has the potential to be abused many times.
Republicans in the state assembly passed their version of the budget last night. Democrats who run the Senate say they want to give the budget a more thorough committee review before they make changes and vote on it there. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.